come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our YouTube channel. Just look for Mighty House. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. You there, Rich?
I am.
Okay. It stinks in here.
It does not.
My head is thumping from the stench. It's unbelievable.
From the peppermint?
No, your head is not thumping from it because peppermint takes away headaches. It doesn't give headaches.
Well, then
it's
what was
all
that other
natural.
Thing that, what was that other thing you were spraying in here?
That was Cheer Up Frickin' Buttercup.
Okay,
that's what it's called.
So Cheer Up Buttercup and the other thing.
No, Cheer Up Frickin' Buttercup.
It doesn't.
Cheer Up Frickin' Buttercup.
Unless, let's say, you have an allergy, you're allergic to peppermint. No.
Well, he's definitely allergic to buttercup.
So if you mix the two, if you mix the buttercup and the peppermint, you get headache. That's what you get. Yeah?
No, you're being a baby.
You get buttermint.
Trixie, do you have any baby food for the little baby? You have to be joking, right?
No. Okay, so.
He's joking.
We always say, what's up, buttercup?
That's what it is.
Right, Jimbo?
Yeah. Cheer up, buttercup. But, you know, in his case, it's freaking buttercup.
Right. All right.
Ron, who do you have in the studio with you now?
Today we've got Mark Adams, and he has a product called Framer's Friend. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Move into the mic there a little bit closer.
That is correct.
There you go. Perfect.
There you go.
And we're going to go on Facebook Live again. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Mark Adams from Framer's Friend. And the boss in the background, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yay!
the warden.
Yes, exactly. So, okay, why don't you, you've got a display here. What is Framer's Friend?
Okay, the Framer's Friend is a state-of-the-art, one-of-a-kind hand protection device for the construction industry, geared mainly towards the framing industry, guys that use these new pneumatic 3-inch framing nail guns.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a little research over the past few years, and we found out that as many as 40,000 people per year, and these are just the ones that show up in the emergency rooms, get injured from pneumatic nail guns.
No.
And primarily...
40,000?
40,000. It's estimated 40,000. And the majority of those injuries are to the hand and fingers.
Okay, so let me get... There's 40,000 boneheads a year.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So
I would say there's like 35,900 boneheads and then 100 that it was a true accident.
A true accident?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Hey, Doc, it was one in a million.
But so the emergency room people are going to kind of be bummed that you have this product. Why don't you show us what you've got?
Well, yeah, here. Well, what I've got so far, just some photos that we took off the computer. That's a typical injury.
Tip it forward a little bit, getting this. Oh, there we go.
Get the reflection there.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that.
And we have these stationed at our booths that we exhibit at during some of the home shows and what have you. And it's funny because people, you know, they'll be walking by looking at the product, and until they see the pictures, it's a real showstopper,
right.
You know.
Now, here, Mark, look at this one.
This we have posted.
Someone posted this one on Facebook.
Oh, that's got to ruin that guy's whole day.
Yeah, see, that nail went through the palm of his hand, down through his wrist.
Yeah.
A little carpal tunnel action there,
huh? He could have some real big issues later on in life, you know, if he doesn't get that taken care of,
right.
Whether it be orthopedic or, you know, a lot of times when these guys go into the emergency rooms, you know, the doctor's got to extract the nail, they got to irrigate the wound, they've got to, you know, do their antibiotics and what have you, and you could actually lose a digit or two, you know, if you don't take care of this thing properly.
Right. Well, we had a guy that shot a had a nail gun, he, you know, because you can just keep the trigger pulled.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
then bump nail it.
Yeah.
So he was nailing down some bottom plates, and he had his nail trigger pulled, and someone yelled at him, and he turned, and as he turned, he brazed his foot, and boom, he
That's
shot his
That's how accidents happen, yeah, distractions. And you'd be surprised, too. I mean, these nail guns, they're heavy, you know, they're mm-hmm. toting them around all day, you know, they get fatigued, and then they start getting a little sloppy, and that's how yep. situations like this occur.
Yep, and he ended up losing a toe because of it, because when the nail went through, it shattered the bone, there was just nothing left.
Oh, yeah, and you know, it's funny, when we exhibit at the shows and things like that, I would say that 75%, maybe 80% of the people that walk in and actually stop and talk to us about the product, mm-hmm. they've either been shot themselves or know somebody that shot or had to drive somebody to the emergency room, one of their coworkers, you yep. know, they got shot on the job site.
Yep.
So it's a viable product. You know, our website, www.framersfriend.com, it actually has video of us, my partner, Pat, who's a neighbor of mine. He's actually in action, you know, mm-hmm. you can actually see these nails, 3-inch nail, and for lack of a better term, we actually turn them into fish hooks.
Right.
It distorts the nail that severely. But we've made some improvements over the last couple of years because we've also sent some of these items to different people, different professionals, you know, in the industry, and we've gotten some great ideas, particularly a fellow who's now retired but used to be the safety council head at the Chicago Regional Carpenters Union, which we're okay. going to be at this coming Saturday, too.
Okay.
They have a big expo going on Saturday. So I sent one to him, and he gave us an idea. The original one we have here was a little tougher to hold on to. So we made a modification to it, and now we're applying a Plastisol dip, which is pretty nice. It absorbs some of the shock. If you do get hit by the nail, it's a little easier to handle, a little tacky. It actually helps hold on to the 2x4 too and move it around, what have you. And then my partner, Pat, after we discussed our product with a professor of epidemiology out at Duke University, she had some comments as far as dangerous ricochets.
Right.
And we asked her to elaborate a little bit more. And, you know, if you didn't hold this thing in the right position, it is possible that a ricochet could fly through the board, hit our device, and then go up on the second floor of a building or mm-hmm. a structure, what have you.
Right.
So Pat, with his great mind, just thought, boy, a little simple design change. We bent these tabs down. Now we've created an 18-degree angle. So when it's resting on top of the 2x4, our device is at an 18-degree angle. Any dangerous ricochets or potential ricochets will always go down in the downward position or direction.
Well, let's see what you got.
Get the guy across from you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what you got. So can we see this thing? Are you
sure, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So
this was our original
design. Notice it doesn't have the Plastisol dip or the bend or what have you. But this is one of the first hits we've got. And if you'll see on the inside, the only thing, the most severe damage we had was a dimple. Didn't it penetrate or anything.
Yeah.
And then we've got some other scratches here. But this was the newer design we have now. Of course, it's nicely powder coated. But now we've got this nice tacky Plastisol dip, which is much easier to handle. It absorbs some of the shock again. And as you put it on top of a 2x4, now with our tabs that we've designed and created, see, it creates an 18-degree angle. So anything that hits that.
I just need to see if this is klutz friendly.
Oh, yeah. It is.
So I'm holding this while I'm shooting.
You're shooting, yeah, shooting this way. Now, when these guys are going to these union training facilities, they're told to keep their hand at least 11 inches away from the joining point.
But sometimes you can't do it.
Well, you can't do it. And, you know, when you're that far away, it makes it a little bit more awkward. You're not as precise and what have you. Our device allows you to get a little bit closer and then protection.
Right.
It's a nice solid. It's made out of 075 high tensile strength steel. The welds are tested. I've actually driven my Tahoe over this thing, and the welds still hold good. The whole thing is made right here in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs entirely. And we can say made in the USA. The only thing I was a little fearful of was the rivet, because rivets are usually high volume, and most high volume stuff now is done overseas. Well, strangely enough, the rivet's made in Akron, Ohio.
Hey, that's where we're from.
So actually, it's really good. I've gotten a commitment right now from a distributor out of Batavia for 500 units. And what we're trying to do now is, because a lot of the homes nowadays, you'll see a home show up on the back of a flatbed truck because they're all prefabbed. We're approaching those type of people to sell them to their guys that are making the walls and what have you. We're trying to get into high school wood shops. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm trying to sell these all to the union training centers, Carpenter Union training centers.
Hold on one second. Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Come back and then we'll find out a little bit more about Framer's Friend. It's on Facebook Live there. You can go take a look at it. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, we are joined by Mark Adams from Framer's Friend. And, Rich, guess what?
What, sir?
We've got something for the listeners, and it's Robbie's favorite word.
$24.99.
No.
Usually. It's $25.99.
It's your F word that you like.
$24.95.
Hey, what's your winner?
Free.
Your favorite F word is
free.
And guess what we have?
Free.
We have five of these Framer's Friends.
Five free Framer's Friends.
Say that fast.
Say that five times fast.
Five free Framer's Friends. Five free Framer's Friends.
Okay. So here's what we need to do. It's 847-475-1590. Give us a call and talk to Trixie. And if you want one of these Framer's Friends, we'll set up the first five or six people that give us a call. And if you want one, call Trixie, give her your information, and we'll get you squared away with one of these Framer's Friends. You can see them on the Facebook. We've got them posted there. Where else can people go take a look at these?
www.framersfriend.com.
Framersfriend.com.
Are they in any retail locations?
They are not as of now. I've been trying to approach some of the big box stores, but they are tough as nails to get into.
No
get
pun
it.
Intended.
Yeah, get right.
It. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
There we go. Here,
reach out to the centipede guys. Maybe they can help you.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to approach some all the home builders. I would imagine that some of the insurance companies would be interested in at least hearing about this too, because of workman's compensation.
Yeah.
But you know, the whole rage over the last decade is safety, 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 safety. You know, if you're in a hard hat area, you got to wear a hard hat. If you're doing masonry on the side of a building, you got to wear a harness. You know. Mm-hmm.
Roofing and
if you're
fall
doing framing,
protection.
You know, you should have a Framer's Friend, you know, on the job site.
Yeah, and take care of, and that takes care of a lot of issues as soon as you're starting to nail. Now, is that something someone can slide in their pouch pretty easy? How does that?
It fits nicely in the pouch. It fits nicer in a back pocket.
Oh, look at that. It goes right in the back pocket.
Just like a gun in a holster, baby.
Yeah. So it's easy to pull out. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and then you get to work. If you're on the job doing something and all of a sudden your phone vibrates, you throw it down on the ground. It takes a beating.
Yep.
When you're done talking to your wife or your girlfriend or whatever it is, mm-hmm. then you pick it back up and get back to work again.
Yeah. And that's Framer's Friend.
.com
for more information.
The other nice thing you'll like to know about this is if there's ever an issue with a weld break or a rivet, you know, popping off or any kind of penetration, we will replace it 100%, no charge.
Really?
Yep.
So that's like a guarantee, a lifetime guarantee on it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yep.
Okay, so we were talking during the break, Rich and I. When we're framing up walls and stuff, we might hold on to the first.
Well, we used to frame up walls.
Yeah. I'll be doing it again next week. So when the first, you know, you shoot your bottom plates, you shoot your studs on there, and you go to the other side.
Right.
There's no reason to bend over anymore. So now you just stand on the top plate and the and your stud, and you put that right on the ball of
your
foot. You
just line it all up.
And then you just roll your foot back and forth to get it exactly where you want it, and then you pull the trigger and pop the nails.
I know where you're going with this.
So that doesn't fit on my boot very well.
No, it doesn't. But the toenailer, the new version of the framers, Fred. That's still it's still a development phase. We're looking at elastics and things like that, and it will still be steel. The original framers, friend, that my partner basically devised in his garage was made out of aluminum.
Okay.
And so we started with aluminum, and we made a couple of prototypes and what have you. And boy, it was great. And I thought to myself, Pat, you know, we better try this thing out. You know, well, aluminum is soft,
but it catches the nail.
Well, it catches the nail, but it also shoots right through the plate.
Oh, did it?
Yeah,
okay.
And I can't call it a hand protection device
sort of
if it doesn't work. You know?
Yeah.
So we started experimenting with steel, and we just graduated into thicknesses, and this 075 seemed to be, you know, the cat's meow.
Right. Good balance between weight.
Right. It's just under a pound. If you're in construction, that shouldn't be a big deal to you.
Yeah, the gun weighs more than that.
Yeah. Right. So. Exactly. Right.
That's not too big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not. And the nice thing about it is it actually works.
Right. Now, do you have any stories yet of people that have been saved by them?
No, but I do have some testimonials on the website.
Okay.
One from Whalen Builders and R. Andrew Construction.
Yeah.
They've used them. In fact, my partner, Pat, he is now building tiny houses.
Okay.
Nice.
And I think he's on his ninth or tenth house. They were going today to pick up a trailer to start, you know, another one.
Uh-huh.
But he's using the device all the time, building these houses. And they're really cute. They're probably about as big as this studio here with a loft.
Right.
Toilet, refrigerator, you know, shower, the whole shebang, man. Yes.
I know. I'm not quite convinced on this small house, the tiny house phase.
Right.
Because I can just go down to the RV dealer and get the same thing.
Exactly.
It's done.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe there's something different. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. But they are cute.
Me neither.
Looks nice. You know, you go too fast.
Nah,
down
it don't
the,
make sense to me yet either.
You go down the road too fast and you lose all your shingles on the roof because
right.
they blow off. You
yeah.
know. I don't know. I'm not quite sold on them yet. But anyway. Framersfriend.com for more information.
Yes.
And again, if you want one. Trixie's taking the phone calls, 847-475-1590. Give us a call and we'll send one out to you. So, all right. That's pretty cool. All right. I appreciate your time today.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the offer to come and do this. This was really great. You guys are awesome.
I'm apologize for the stench in here. It's just
okay.
It's awful.
This is the comment that we have on
you
the
have
stench.
You have your shoes on, right?
Yeah, I do have shoes on.
Hey, Robbie, if you want to please those manly men with a sense of nature, they need to be named something more like Atomic Fart, Porta John After Dark, or The Day After Chili and Beer. So thank you, Christine.
That's exactly it. That's perfect.
Yeah. So I say it's peppermint, and you're like, but if I said it was Atomic Fart, you'd be like sniffing it all day.
Gear oil, something like that. That would be a good name. I like gear oil.
Yeah, yeah. Machining oil. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So, all right, cool.
Well, again, I appreciate the time and just help me get this thing out there, would
you? Oh, yeah, sure. That's fine. Framersfriend.com for more information. And the boot will be out shortly.
Yes. Yes, we should have it developed hopefully by the end of the year here.
Right.
We've got a lot of shows. We're trying to get this thing rocking and rolling. I've just taken delivery on 1,000 units. 500, as I said before, are already spoken for.
Okay.
And we've got some shows coming up, so we're hoping to unload the rest of those. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing you know with the boot is you can buy a steel-toed boot, but that doesn't cover the sole.
That's right.
So the nail can still come up through the sole of the shoes.
And we're trying to make it so it's ambidextrous. You know, because not everybody's right-handed, you know.
I'm wrong-handed, so, you know.
You're using the right side of your brain, though, right?
I guess.
Me
that's
too.
What they say.
Yeah, me too.
So, lefty. And I do use my left foot for that, too, see?
Yeah.
So I'm all in with the left side.
Okay, cool.
So you need a lefty to test it out. I'm there for you.
All right, sounds good.
So
I'll take you up on that.
Okay, cool. All right, I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, talk to you.
Take care.
Excellent. All right, cool.
Thank
so,
you.
With that... I know we got some phone calls to get to also, but people are still calling in to get this Framer's Friend. And it's 847-475-1590. Trixie's still trying to get through all the calls and get it done. So appreciate that.
Nice.
And with that, do you have like an email or something there, Robbie, real quick?
Sorry, my internet was down. So I'm just trying to get back online right now.
Oh, okay.
I know, it was down.
Cool.
So the only thing that I was able to get so far, it could have been me kicking it, was the scents that people, you know, seem to dig.
Is that what it is?
Yes. So I'm getting there, though. I'm getting back.
Excellent. Cool. All right. So, there we go.
Our man Flint Redphone.
Ah, there we go.
Nice.
All right. Take care, you guys. All right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, cool.
Sorry, I'm getting there.
You're getting there?
So they're doing a whole planned unit development down here for tiny homes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to do the whole thing. And I figure the first hurricane, we can just start all over again. It's the dumbest idea ever.
Well, you know, it's just, where do the tornadoes go? Where do the hurricanes go? They go to the mobile home areas. You know?
So let's make it even smaller and, you know.
Right.
Strap the trailer down and hopefully they put good pencil marks on the sill plate so they know where to start again. Use permanent marker on the sill plates. That should be code.
Right. Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I think like a tiny house for a cottage, you know, my weekend thing, that wouldn't be so bad.
Right.
But I think as a primary residence, it's kind of silly.
But if it was on a foundation and all that stuff, I mean, that's different. If it's on a trailer.
Yeah, real deal.
That, right. You know, I don't get the trailer thing. You know, if you're going to build one.
I don't either.
Then you build it on site and it's attached to the ground and, you know, it's permanent.
Even if it's built off site, it's things 900 square feet. You have the thing set up so you do a lift with the crane, you drop it on the foundation and you tighten the bolts.
Yes. Boom, done.
Again, I don't get it either. And I'm sure they're not being made with any kind of hurricane straps or tethers, you know, from sill to rafter.
Right.
So they just fall apart. Just watch them blow down the street.
Right. They're like
hopefully
tumbleweeds.
Nobody's in it. Yeah. Get in your bathtub to be safe as you roll down the street. Like you said, like a tumbleweed. I could just see that.
Well, but if you get the tub with the handles in it, then you got something to hang on to as you're tumbling.
good plan. That's actually a good thought.
Yeah. See?
That should probably be in the code.
Yeah, there you go.
Tiny house code. All bathtubs must have handles.
Right.
What the hell is that for? So when you're blowing down the street, you got something to hold on to.
I don't have an email.
You don't?
But I wanted to...
We're having fun with this.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, tornadoes aren't attracted to the...
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes. Tornadoes... They start spinning up, and they look for this big lump of
they
aluminum.
They look for trailer parks.
They look for aluminum. And as they're coming along, they're looking for big aluminum areas that have aluminum. And it's like, I think it's the magnetic attraction of all that aluminum in one spot that sucks the tornadoes right to them.
Uh-huh.
It's a tornado magnet. That's what those things are. Go ahead, Robbie.
No, I'm not. Just keep going.
You asked my opinion. That's my opinion. There it is. See, now the music's starting for the break. Perfect
time. Oh, darn.
Timing.
That's funny.
All right, we'll be back with tornado magnets right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Don't bother knocking in the house is a rockin'. Come on in.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
I think we still have one Framer's friend.
Do we? Is
847-475-1590. We have one more Framer's friend. So if you call now.
Yes.
It's $24.95.
Is that how much?
Regular price.
Okay.
Retail, yeah. Suggested retail price.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have asked him where on what shows he's going to be at. Probably start looking at all the home shows.
Yeah.
And you'll probably find him. And I know he's going to be out at the Old House, New House home show. I know he does that with Laura McNamara.
Yes.
So he does do that one. So you can do that. 847-475-1590.
That's the hard part. Guy invents something, and then it's like you try and get it.
Get it out
to work and sell and get it out there. So it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like the Stanley Workmate, that bench invented in England, the guy that invented it, everybody said, no, they didn't want it. And then he started producing them on his own.
Right.
And I think it was Stanley that ended up giving him a ridiculous amount of money because he owns the Isle of Wight. Huh. But it's amazing. Just the perseverance, stick with it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and He's saving people's wrists and fingers, and that's not cool to shoot your fingers together. It's not.
Nope, never done it.
Don't plan on it.
Well, nobody ever does, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So the steel toe on your boot isn't good enough because you said you need a toe friend.
So here's
the steel toe is on the tip, but you could still, because the way we stand on the stud in the top plate, you could still shoot yourself through the side of the foot.
And come up underneath, you know, come up through the sole of the boot. Now,
well, mine got steel shanks, so they'd still get the toe, but not the arch.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know. I'd have to double check. Maybe we can shoot some. Maybe we'll shoot some boots and see. We'll do that on Facebook Live and shoot some boots.
That would be awesome.
And some steel.
I'm afraid of ricochet.
Why? Rick doesn't have anything to do with it.
Ricochet.
Yeah.
Mm. He's not Kitty O'Shea.
Yeah.
Kitty O'Shea.
Is Trixie there listens. Answering these
I
phones
I have no idea
not?
Why anybody listens to us.
I don't either.
Trixie!
She's just out there. Blah,
phones
blah,
are
blah,
ringing.
Blah, 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 blah.
You had one job, Trixie.
What? She has her own separate show going out.
One
in
job. Answer it. The phones. Ben has one job. Ow. To get me water and coffee when I want it.
Oh, look at that. See, then he jumps.
Nice. Uh-oh.
But you have two bottles of water there.
Ben's going to come in and be snotty, isn't he?
No, not Ben.
He just jumped up and left.
Yeah, that's because you told him to
Ben, I don't need coffee now.
Not now.
It's time for my iced chai latte from Starbucks. Come on, Ben. Okay, Klein Tools.
Ooh.
Cable skinning.
What?
Utility knife.
Yeah.
With replaceable blade.
Okay.
Saves time on the job.
Yes, agreed.
A cable what?
Okay, let me see what you got.
Klein Tools introduces the cable skimming utility knife with replaceable blades to help power through difficult cable skinning tasks. This high-quality, durable lock-back utility knife offers replaceable sheep's foot blade for fast and convenient replacement on the job.
Yeah, so it looks a lot like a carpet knife. It's got the hook of a carpet knife.
I believe that would be called the sheep's foot blade.
Yes. So, and you can use that for large gauge wires, and you can just peel the insulation off. And you kind of do it like a carrot, you know, you just like, and you can shave it off. And that's what that's for.
But the idea is that you're wearing out that blade.
Yeah. Oh, no, you do.
Yeah. Well, that's easily replaceable.
But because right now, one is you have to stand there and sharpen your blade. So you take, you know, files and then you get the stone and you sit there and mess with it, or you throw it out and buy another one. Or you can buy the new Klein one that has the.
Right. So the lock back knife is as solid as a fixed blade knife. Replaceable stainless steel sheep's foot blade secures in place with a captive screw, rubberized handle for secure grip, thumb stud. That's what sometimes, that's my nickname for Ron. Hey, thumb stud.
Please.
Hey, thumb stud.
That's so
stud.
You don't slip and cut yourself bad.
For easy opening, pocket clip for storing and easy access, replacement sheep's foot blades are available.
Ugh.
So, with electricians using
Did
their
you
own
put that on Facebook?
Pocket knives for cable skinning, many experience damaged blades and need to spend a great deal of time sharpening them.
See?
We know how important time is to electricians on the job, so we developed a convenient utility knife that can keep up with the rigorous demand of cable skinning and requires no blade sharpening. With a captive screw, the Klein Tools Cable Skimming Utility Knife offers replacement blades that are as solid as a fixed blade knife so the electricians can get back to work.
Right. And you could use a regular utility blade, but because it's a straight blade, as you're skinning, it can slide off and you can actually cut something with the hook. It holds it on the wire better, so it stays and it will go all the way down the wire until it comes off at the very end. Does that make sense?
I'm posting it now, Richie Rich.
I don't usually skin it like that. I actually go around it and then just make a single cut
and then peel it.
Opens.
Yeah, and then you peel it.
But
if you're using,
but I get what
you know, if you're doing
cable.
If you're doing 2-aught or something like that, something really big, you know, for like a service, then you end up shaving it, you know.
Right. Which so. I'm not that kind of electrician.
Well, thumb stud is. I love thumb stud.
That's you know what? She read that and she went. We went through this whole thing so that she could say thumb stud.
That was the whole point.
Yes.
Yes.
It had nothing
Mark
to do
Klein's,
with.
Mark Klein's listening. Thought she was doing a promo.
No, not
so much. Getting to thumb stud.
She just wanted to be able to say thumb stud. That's all she wanted. And she's laughing because she knows it's true.
Can you cut a clip of this so I can send it to
Mark
Klein?
Yeah, exactly.
Thumb stud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that. Come on, how many times have we said Mark Klein in this?
I don't know.
About three.
Four.
And Klein Tools, so it's way worth it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
You know, maybe he'll send you one, thumb stud.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Not after this.
No. You won't even be getting emails after this. They're going to, you know how normally you can go on and like take yourself off the list?
Yeah.
They're going to take you off the list.
I don't think they will.
Yeah. They're going to say, forget that noise. So last thing here, one of the things that we posted up to is something that it's an article about women in construction.
Yes.
And how, you know, there are a lot of people right now, and I know Rich is in the same position, looking for people. You're looking for estimators down there, right? And production managers.
Yeah, but not just, but you got to have background in thinking.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Nancy?
Oh, Nancy's got a question?
Windows question. She's on line 3.
Okay. So anyway, there's an article on Facebook and it's on Twitter, Women in Construction. I was thinking maybe what we could do is let Robbie run a show, and Rich and I, we could just take a day off and do a Women in Construction show, and then just let Robbie maybe have Lisa come in.
Yes!
And then Allison, and you guys just run an entire show about women in construction and how women can get in construction. Because
you could do that in August when I got to take off for my trip.
Yeah, and then like, you know, Angie that has an electrical company, bringing all these people all these women that are in this.
I think that'd be a great show. I really do.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Are you up for that?
Yes.
I'll set that up then.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. And doesn't say, who was that again? Which one? I'm going to 3.
Yes.
Nancy, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question about windows, and my problem is that I have a sunroom with 10 wooden windows. They have each window has 6 lights. They're true lights, and 5 of them have failed. We have the windows custom made in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to replace the 5 that need to be. I think they're beyond repair.
Is the glass foggy? Are they thermopane windows and the glass is foggy? Is that what's wrong, or are they rotting out?
Both.
Okay, good.
They are, Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, if there was the...
Go ahead, Nancy.
There's thermopane. And like I said, they're each window has six thermopanes. They're separate. They're true mm-hmm. lights, okay?
Right, right.
So, and that's what I want to replace them with, but nobody is interested in working with me so far.
Have you checked with Marvin?
Yes.
Marvin and Pella won't make those for you?
No.
Huh. Maybe they stopped doing it. They used to do a true divided light. The problem is they do an applied one with a spacer bar in the middle, so you get right. the look of it, but it has better insulating qualities than the individual panes like that. So that's why they stopped mm-hmm. making those. And then listen up, because there's also a window manufacturer. She was in a few weeks ago, and I was just down at her, that Restore place. Restoration Works, I think. When Mike comes, will come out and rebuild those for you, replace the thermal panes and put them all back in, make them look brand new. She does an excellent job, and she's down in Beverly, I think. So
no, further south than that.
Was it further south?
Wasn't she in Bourbonnais?
Oh, Bradley. Bourbonnais. Bradley?
Oh, Bradley. That was it. Yeah.
Bradley. So look her
That's where the Hoppy Pig is.
Yes. I went past there when I went down there, and
you should have stopped. That's my buddy's place.
Yeah, she could actually rebuild those for you and put them back together, and then you have the exact same windows, and any rotten parts she would remake for you. So that may be the way to go.
Well, because when I listened to your show,
We got to take a break, Nancy. Thanks for the phone call.
Mighty House.
Okay, bye.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
What's the wind?
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our YouTube page. Just look for Mighty House Radio. And with that, Mr. Novak's in. So, again,
I just got to ask you, smells like a motorcycle shop in here. I wish.
I like it. We have issues.
Actually, no, I heard you guys. It smells pretty good. All right. I think you.
It's very subtle. I didn't put many drops in there.
I wouldn't say subtle.
I didn't even notice it.
That's not the word.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
She didn't notice it. Peggy didn't even notice it.
Yeah, but she's a girl.
That's a girl.
That's when her whole magazine has that scratch and sniff thing on it. So,
All right,
she's looking for something to hit me with. All right.
And I'm looking to unplug.
Oh, and you got the new, and she's got the new one out, the June here. Let's see, what's the scent for June?
I don't know. It's got a dog and flowers.
Oh,
on the cover.
Dog breath. Okay, scratch and sniff dog breath. Okay.
Puppy breath.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So before we move on, Nancy, the previous caller there, it is Restoration Works in Bradley. And you can give them a call. What was her name? Do you remember?
Gail Wallace.
Gail Wallace. And the phone number down there, if it comes up, maybe not.
Wait, now, what was the caller?
She wants to rebuild her windows. She can't find any windows to replace the existing ones she has.
Uh-huh.
So she has some that are starting to rot out, and some of the thermal panes are going bad.
And they are true divided lights.
And it's true divided
lights. So it's not any kind of stock item.
Correct. And nobody's going to make them for her anymore.
Right.
So it's 815-937-0556. Again, 815-937-0556. Give Gail a call.
Yeah.
She'll get you all squared away.
Unbelievable. They use that infrared light, and it just strips that stuff, the paint, right off. And then, but then that's only part of the process. Then they put in the epoxy, and they tighten everything, and they replace the caulk with 21st century technology, and they can take an old window and make it look brand new.
Yep.
And it's even more efficient than it was before.
Yep. Yeah. So Nancy, that's the way to go. That's your ticket to repairing those windows. So Excellent. Okay, so now, what do you guys got coming up today?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Good.
We're going to let you keep talking.
Fine.
Awesome.
So here, this is something I want
to... No, okay, we do. I don't want to diss Monica.
No,
she might be listening on the way in.
To this show?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know when people talk about native plants, they're usually thinking prairie, okay? And they're thinking coneflower and liatris or liatris, however people want to pronounce it, and things that that grow
cut plants
right in a big open space with lots of sun. Well, guess
plant
what?
Plant maze everywhere.
Yeah. Well, except that, you know, if you're in the city or you're in the suburbs, often you got shade, you know, and you can't. And those plants, if you put them, they'll just flop on you. So we've got Monica Buckley. And
is that a technical term in the horticulture?
Flop
on
you? Yeah, floppy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
These two have already been working together way too long.
There they stop for something different for breakfast.
Yeah.
So, no, we come from different directions, man. She's coming from the north, I'm coming from the south.
And you meet in the middle.
This is it.
All right.
And so we're going to talk about plants, native plants for shade.
Okay.
Because a lot of folks want to know what to do with that. And so woodland areas and that sort of thing. And you'd be surprised at how many different kinds of plants you can grow.
Marshall strawberries will grow there.
They need some sun.
I just did it I tried it last fall. Late October, I planted them under a tree. They're still doing fine.
Well, except they
took root in late October.
Will they actually have strawberries? I mean, they'll have leaves, obviously.
Yeah. No, they're producing strawberries right now.
I'm
waiting. I'm going to put them underneath my front porch next and see if they grow
in the garage.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. grow right out of the concrete and see what happens.
Exactly.
There.
All
right. Crack right in the middle of your basement floor.
Exactly.
So you were gonna say something.
Okay.
Before I rudely interrupted with the contents of my show.
Well, that's okay. That's
and
what
Rick
this,
DeMille.
That's course. What you're here for.
That's the whole part of the segment.
Exactly.
But I had a possible segment because you're magazine Natural Awakenings, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. That's your daily job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is.
I got a
this
possible
is for
story.
Fun.
I got a possible story, and maybe you've already done this or have no. I drive past, let's say Allstate. You know, they're out there. This huge. They've got how many acres out there
of grass?
Of grass, and they pay people to drive around on that and cut it.
Yep.
They water it. They do all this stuff. What if they? Could they, one, take all that labor and energy and, you know, and money and invest it into, you know, growing food for the people that work there?
Ah.
Good idea.
Well, there's two ways you can go with that. And this is, you're not the first person to think
never
about
worked.
This. but it's
one person gets sick, they sue them, done.
No. Well, it's not just about, you know, if they can't grow food would be great. All right, that's labor intensive. If you're going
to
grow food,
but they're already paying people every day to sit on a tractor. What's the difference if they sit on a tractor?
Well, it's not every day, but
no, it is. There are tractors out there every day.
Yeah.
So you go by and you.
I don't care what day you go by out there. They've got a huge complex out there on 294 in Willow, in Northbrook.
Yeah. All right.
And there are tractors running out there every day cutting grass.
Uh huh.
Every day.
I'm all in favor of the food thing. The other thing I'd be in favor of is native plants. So you don't have to mow that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe
turn
once.
Turn into one giant prairie.
Right. And there are lots of folks.
That's what
that
it was beforehand.
Yeah. And so they slam this non-native sod on there and then put all these chemicals into it to keep it looking great.
But I just see there's enough property out there that they could grow enough food to feed everybody that's in there, possibly even be selling it off to farmers markets and stuff, too.
They could create their own farmers market, probably, with the land they have there.
And they could plant the fruit trees. And
so do you know anybody over at Allstate?
No.
They do my insurance. Should I give them a call?
Yeah, there you go. Call your insurance guy.
Yeah, my insurance guy. Hey, Anthony,
I got a project for you.
And he's actually here in Evanston, so.
And wouldn't that be a benefit to the employees to have naturally grown food right there, organic, that they could then take home?
I am so with you on that. How do we make that happen, Ron?
I don't know.
They should
Allstate.
Just make it like an employee garden, see, and they could all have a little plot, and they could work
some
on
companies
it at lunch
do.
And weekends.
Yeah.
Some companies do. I know UOP out in that area does.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if Allstate does.
Okay, I'm hearing music.
Yeah.
And I just got a note from Mr. DeMaio says, I'm going to try to stop by today.
Uh-oh.
Because he's got to pick up Natural Awakenings mags for Rebecca. So
okay.
We may have a DeMaio sighting in the building.
Ooh, awesome.
Cinnamon excellent. Rolls. Bring cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
I can right. ask him about tiny houses blowing down the street.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
I do. I want to ask about the wind this year all over the place. It's just nuts. So, yeah. All right, go for it.
All right, there we go. Say thanks to Mark Adams from Framer's Friend, and thanks for giving away a bunch of those. Hopefully everybody enjoys that. Framersfriend.com for more information. You follow us on Facebook. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you're looking for our sponsors, just go to MightyHouse.net. Click on the Mighty House team page. You'll find all our sponsors right there. Next week, we're going to talk to Caitlin Cole. Cole from MREA, the Midwest Regional. What is that again? Midwest Renewable Energy Association. There
yep.
we go.
I was looking for the ad.
And then also Scott Sevenson from the NAHB, the National Home Builders Association. We'll be talking to
him. Here we go. Get ready.
So, all yep. right. And, of course, we'll have another Mighty House Tip of the Week and Clutter Clarity. And between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Herhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.